This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here we go, Steeler Nation. It is another episode of the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix. I'm your host, Jeremy Betts. Happy to come to you on a Wednesday afternoon with some information about your upcoming fantasy football week. It is, for most of you, the final fantasy football week of the season before the playoffs start. For many of you, this is where what it all comes down to. So many of you are probably fighting for your playoff lives, and others, maybe you've got it locked up. Maybe for some of you, you're out of it, but you want to play some spoiler this week. Hopefully, some of what we will talk about today will help you pull out whatever goal you have moving into the last week of fantasy football. Hopefully, this will be able to provide you with a path of victory as you move forward. And then for those who are looking at playoff runs, those who have really good rosters, don't forget to check out the podcast starting next week when we will be focusing on playoffs and how to prepare your rosters best for the playoff runs, as well as keeping up with your Steelers fantasy football players and how they are doing as we push forward through the remainder of the season. Bear with me, I'm under the weather a little bit today, so my voice might come and go a little bit, but I'm always ready to talk Steelers football and talk fantasy football, and that's what we're going to do here on the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix. This podcast is a part of the BehindTheSteelCurtain.com family of podcasts. That podcast network is continuing to grow. It is continuing to provide fantastic content. If you are looking for Steelers content, whether that be audio or written, you can check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and you can check out BTSC wherever you get your podcasts as well. Find this podcast and so many others, as well as articles on the website. Myself and Andrew Wilbar, a contributor at the website, we co-author a weekly start and sit article for the Steelers game, and be sure to check that out. Should be coming out a day early because the Steelers do play on Thursday night football against the Minnesota Vikings this week at U.S. Bank Stadium up in Minnesota. It's quite the trip. It's a short week. We'll see what the Steelers can do, how they can prep and get themselves ready. But while they do that, we're going to talk about keys to victory for your final week of fantasy football. It's pretty simple stuff, guys. It's what you've been doing all year with a little bit of a twist because this is it. This is make it or break it. And so there's a little bit more risk to be had. So let's jump into three keys to victory for Final Fantasy Week. And the first one being just don't overthink it. Start your starters, all right? I know that there are probably some tough matchups this week. We had a Monday night game already that you saw weather play a factor, and you saw two really good defenses going at it, and it really messed up fantasy play and how things were going to go in that game. The Bills were really hampered with their pass-first offense. That won't be the case this week. Josh Allen and company will be down in Tampa Bay in nice weather, and you can expect a lot of fireworks in that game. Keep an eye on those things, but do not forget to start your star players. Najee Harris should be in your lineup, all right? I don't care. It's a short week. I don't care that he's been a little bit down the last few weeks. The volume is still there. The ability is still there. And I really think that the offense found something in this game against the Ravens at the end of the fourth quarter. And I really think that that's going to be something that we see moving forward too, in how they just attack straightforward with the run and use that play action and maybe some pistol formation to throw off the defense, get them off balance, and hit Deontay Johnson down the seams and on the outsides for big chunks, and just let Najee Harris and Benny Snell kind of just run power football straight up the gut. And if they continue to do that, you're going to see Najee Harris get the ball a lot. They like to give him the touches. They see winning results when they do. So keep your stars in the lineups, even if the matchup or the situation might not be the greatest at this point. All right, number two, key to victory is to focus on matchup quality at your flex position specifically, and also the defense special teams position. That is where you find the best value as far as fringe players or streamable options on the defense special teams side of things. If you find a great matchup, if you find a running back versus the Pittsburgh Steelers type thing, like Alexander Mattison should be in a starting lineup in every league this week because the Steelers just haven't proven to be able to shut down the run. Even though they held the Ravens mostly in check, Devontae Freeman still scored a touchdown. He still had enough yards to be a usable fantasy option, and I think you would take that type of production in your flex spot. So you're looking at so many fringe players out there, and we'll go through a few of those a little bit later, but if you've got somebody like that and they've got a good matchup, plug them in. Focus on that for this week. You want to give yourself the best opportunity to score a ton of points and try to put yourself out there as having one of the top weeks so you can beat anybody on whoever it might be that you are facing that or this particular week. And then thirdly, just don't be afraid to take a high-risk, high-reward flyer if you must win to get in, all right? If this is a win or go-home type situation, then it's okay to throw out a guy that has been struggling, that has a good matchup, or somebody who has shown flashes here and there when given a enough opportunity. If you've got somebody who's like, man, if they go off, then I could win this week, but if they don't, I could lose very easily, or you have somebody that is like, well, they're going to score 10 points or whatever, and you know, I don't know if that's going to be good enough because I'm playing such and such roster that's got such a better situation. Don't be afraid to take the former and go with the high-risk, high-reward player that could provide you the big boom week that you need to go out there and win and make the playoffs, all right? So, yeah, that's my advice to you if you are looking or if you are needing a win this week to get into the playoffs. Don't be afraid to take a flyer. Always take a look at your matchups. Get your best matchups in the game at your flex position. And don't be afraid to stream somebody who's got a good matchup on the defense special team side. Maybe even at kicker, but specifically DST. That is the main place where I would focus in on that matchup to see if you can't rake in a really good week from a New Orleans Saints playing the Jets or... you know, Seattle playing Houston, things like that. Just get a little lucky, maybe a defense that can bounce back and play well against an inferior team could very much help you with your goal, which is winning your fantasy football week and getting into the playoffs. All right, before we go to the break, let's talk about some priority waivers this week, situational type things that you want to have these guys on your rosters just in case, especially if you own a player like an Elijah Mitchell who could or could not play this week. Let's jump into it. First off, I have Taysom Hill at quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. He's still on a lot of waivers, but the guy is a top 10 quarterback if he plays because of his rushing ability. His finger is a problem. It's something to monitor. But if he's available on the waivers and you start a Carson Wentz or, you know, somebody that's on a bye like that or somebody that's less than 100%, then you would be very wise to pick up a guy like Hill who you could just plug into that and potentially, you know, reap the results of a 20 to 30 point game because of his rushing ability. And at least you know he's got a high floor because of that rushing usage as well. Jamichael Hasty, running back for the San Francisco 49ers. We talked about Elijah Mitchell is in the concussion protocol. He's questionable to go at this point for Sunday. But if he does not, if the concussion keeps him out, Jamichael Hasty becomes the top waiver wire ad at a position of need running back for most people. And a volume type guy that could get enough to where he would be a viable flex or running back two option for leagues. Especially if you have Elijah Mitchell, you want this guy on your roster for this week. So go out and get him if he's available. I saw a lot of people drop Julio Jones over his stint on IR. He should be coming back this week. They're facing off against a very bad Jacksonville Jaguars team. So it's possible that you see Julio Jones have a big game. You know, Tannehill's got to throw to somebody, and if A.J. Brown is out, and if, you know, we've seen the other names that are on that roster, and Julio Jones easily becomes the top option in the passing game if A.J. Brown can't go and, you know, if he ends up playing this week. So if somebody dropped Julio Jones, if you dropped Julio Jones during his stint on IR, it's a good idea to pick him back up for this week. He could be one of those high-risk, high-reward flyers that you take in your flex spot. Number four, KJ Osborne, the wide receiver for Minnesota. It doesn't look like Adam Thielen's going to be able to go this week because of a high ankle sprain that he suffered this last week against Detroit. Being on a short week, I would suspect he is not hitting the field. That means the Vikings will be down Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen on the offensive side of the football. You're going to see a lot of Justin Jefferson, but you're going to see KJ Wright play basically an every down role as the wide receiver two for the Vikings this week if that plays out. And the Steelers secondary has been shaky at times this season. It could be another high-risk, high-reward type play if you are looking for somebody to plug in to a flex spot with the potential to win your week. And then number five in priority waivers this week, I'll throw in a tight end, Ricky Seals-Jones. A lot of people dropped him and picked up Logan Thomas when he came back off of injured reserve. Thomas is back on with an ACL, MCL tear, and Ricky Seals-Jones will take over the starting tight end duties again from Thomas in that case. When Thomas was out and Seals-Jones was the number one tight end, he had several good weeks, 3 weeks in a row where he scored at least 9 points and a high of 16 points in that time frame. So that's usable fantasy value at the tight end position, especially if you have somebody that's going on a bye this week and you need some help at the tight end position. You can do worse than Ricky Seals-Jones. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get some water so I can keep talking through the second half of this. Thanks for bearing with me. We'll be right back. We'll talk fringe players who are starts this week for sure. These guys need to be in your lineup if you have them. And then we'll talk just for fun at the end some fantasy MVP candidates as we close out the regular season for fantasy football. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the second half of the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix. Thanks for sticking around. We're going to talk some fringe players who you need to start this week. But before we do that, I wanted to jump in on this whole TJ Watt for MVP discussion that's going around the league and around Steeler Nation. And I just wanted to say that I could not be more on board with this thought. I don't know if he could actually win it, but he has to be in the discussion, people. I mean, look at the Steelers with and without him. And even with him when he's not healthy or when he misses some time during a game, and the whole game plan goes out the window because they can do so much more with him in the game because he causes so much havoc than they can without him. And that what's more valuable than building your whole defensive plan around somebody? You know, I can't say that I can see that many other defensive players that the way the team operates is solely based on their availability and their performance. So when TJ Watt is answering the call like he did against the Ravens this last week, 3.5 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, I believe it was, and 6 quarterback hits, to go along with all the pressures that he has, the pressure rate that he had in that game, my goodness, his impact is greater at his specific position than any other defensive player. And on the team as a whole, regardless of position, he might be the most impactful player for a team in the league. And that includes the likes of Jonathan Taylor. That includes the likes of Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. If you take those guys off their teams, they're going to struggle mightily. But if you take TJ Watt off the Steelers, then it's over. Guys, it is over. The Steelers have not won a game this year when he does not play. And they have not won a game when he misses more than one quarter as well. So, you know, it's just one of those things where he has totally reset what it means to be valuable for a defensive player right now, because no other team can operate at the level that they do
with him and then look so bad without him. You know, there's no other defensive player that makes an impact like that, except maybe Aaron Donald in the past. Not this year, but in the past, we've seen that out of him. When he misses time, the Rams defense is a struggle, you know. But I just want to jump in on that real quick, because I would love to see TJ Watt, after having been absolutely spurned last year specifically for the Defensive Player of the Year award, just based on the name recognition of Aaron Donald. That's all that it was just Aaron Donald's name. He didn't have a better season than TJ Watt. But in any case, we'll get off that soapbox, but just wanted to jump in there and say, get TJ Watt that MVP. At least have him in the conversation. He has to be in the conversation. That's all I'm asking. All right. Fringe players, you need to start this week if you can. All right. Number one, Cam Newton. This is no particular order, just the first guy. Number one, Cam Newton versus the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons are not a good defense, people. And Cam Newton had a bad game this last week. He was benched for P.J. Walker. But he's coming back as a starter this week. The offensive coordinator was just fired, Joe Brady. I think you're going to see Matt Rhule and company use a different play calling style. And I think that might help Cam Newton. And I think versus this Atlanta Falcons defense, a team that he knows well, a team that he's had a lot of success against, and with, you know, just some of those changes, you should be able to expect a big game out of Cam Newton if they commit to him as the starter for this week. I would keep an eye on that as we approach the game, but it's looking like he will be, and if he is, lock him into your lineup and trust him. That's what I'm planning on doing this week. Is locking him into my lineup and trusting him. I have no other choice, really, because my other quarterback is Carson Wentz, and he is on a bye. But I'm excited that I do have Cam Newton versus this Atlanta team going into this final week, where I definitely need a win to stay in the playoff picture. Number two is another quarterback, and it's Taysom Hill. We talked about him in the priority waivers section. If you get him, start him. I don't care who else is on your team unless you've got unless you've got Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts type player. If you've got one of these back end top 10 or 11 or 12 guys, you know, he's above all of those guys to me. He's even above Kirk Cousins for me this week. He's above Lamar Jackson this week for me. I've just got him way up there. If he plays with the finger injury, which is looking like he will, he's a tough guy. He knows how to handle and manage the pain. And you're not really playing him for his passing ability. You're playing him for his rushing ability, which he will get a lot of. And he will get some goal line carries as well. Start him. All right. Nothing else to be said there. Number three is a running back, Javonte Williams. He's right around the 20 or so range for running backs. But to me, he is a running back one this week, especially if Melvin Gordon is still limited or out. He just showed the burst, speed, power, balance, everything that made him a stud at North Carolina, showed all of that this last week against the Chiefs. And it's not getting a lot of love because the Chiefs handled the Broncos so easily. But man, Javonte Williams had probably the best game by a rookie running back all year. More than Najee Harris, better than Najee Harris, better than Elijah Mitchell. He had probably had the best game of any of those guys this last week. You could argue that anyway, against the Chiefs. So somebody that versus Detroit should get a lot of run, and somebody that you want to have locked into your lineup. A guy that we've been in and out on, Saquon Barkley. Just hasn't been himself this year. It's because of injury, but he is the number one guy in New York, and they're going to rely on him a little bit more this week, I think, with having to start, I believe it's Mike Glennon over Daniel Jones, because Jones has that neck injury, And so I would ride Saquon Barkley this week, even though he's on the fringe, even though you're not sure what you're going to get out of him. Could be one of those high-risk, high-reward guys we talked about earlier. Ride him. And then the third running back is Jamal Williams, playing against the Broncos, the Detroit Lions running back. So we've got Javonte Williams versus Jamal Williams in this week with DeAndre Swift still ailing. It looks like Williams will get the call versus the Broncos. And his usage wasn't what we were hoping for last week, but the Lions did take an early lead in that game. I don't expect they'll be able to do that against the Broncos, who have a better defense than the Vikings do. So I think you'll definitely see the volume that you want to see this week from Williams, and he might even get some more passing down work, which was the problem this last week, one catch for him, and I think you'll see that increase this week. He's a very good start this week, in my opinion, even against a tougher Denver defense. All right, let's jump into a couple wide receivers here. One wide receiver who I thought at the beginning of the year was one of the few guys who could end up leading the entire league in fantasy, or lead all wide receivers in fantasy points, but has not lived up to that this year, mostly because of injuries to his quarterback. But DK Metcalf is playing the Houston Texans, who are just a mess right now. And I think that Russell Wilson's starting to find his groove again after the injury. He looked a lot better this last week. I think he'll look better again this week. And I think that Houston does not have enough defensive firepower to keep him in check. This feels like a DK Metcalf week, one of those weeks where we look at it and he's caught like five balls for 140 yards and two touchdowns. You know, something like that. It feels like that kind of week. And so I would trust it this week. I really would. I've got him in two leagues and he is in my starting lineup. He's in my flex position, but he is in my starting lineup, and I am really hoping for that high-risk, high-reward look from DK Metcalf this week versus the Houston Texans. Number seven is a wide receiver as well, and it's our very own Chase Claypool. Mapletron is in the house. This time it's in U.S. Bank Stadium. Turf, nice weather, obviously, indoors, short week. That figures to me a lot of 50-50 balls from Ben Roethlisberger. It's simple. It's somewhat effective if they're on the same page. So I think that this is a Claypool week. I think that the Vikings are going to have Patrick Peterson stick with Deontay Johnson probably more because he's been so dynamic the last few weeks. And that's going to open it up for Claypool. No double teams on Claypool, and in single coverage, he's a mismatch. And I think he can put one together, and I think you might get that this week. So I would start Chase Claypool in my flex spot if I were you heading into week 14. The last two guys that I want to talk about are tight ends. The first one being Noah Fant versus Detroit for the Denver Broncos. He had a bad week this last week, but the whole Denver team did except for Javonte Williams. But I think a bounce back is due, especially with Bridgewater having struggled to hit his wide receivers recently. I think you're going to see him lean more on Noah Fant. And in a tight end world where we don't have very many quality starting options, you could do worse. I think he's somebody that if you, you know, if you haven't traded for somebody and you took a long time to draft a tight end because you were loading up on other positions, and you've got Noah Fant as your starter. I do have that situation in one of my leagues, that he's a good play this week against a bad Detroit defense. So give him a shot in week 14. See if he can't get you some valuable points as you try to win this week. The other tight end is another guy we talked about. That's Ricky Seals-Jones versus the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to get a lot of targets, I think. He's going to be a focal point in that offense with Logan Thomas out. Taylor Heinicke likes to use those tight ends. He does. And Antonio Gibson's running well and catching well, and Terry McLaurin always is a threat to take the top off the defense. So I think you've got some room for Ricky Seals-Jones to work underneath, and I think he's going to be used. He's definitely a red zone threat as well. So maybe a touchdown-dependent play, but if he gets one, you could be looking at a big scoring week at tight end from Ricky Seals-Jones. If you need some help at tight end, these two guys are fringe guys that you could start hopefully have some good production out of as you look to make the playoffs. All right, that about does it for us. But before we go, I did want to talk about my top five fantasy MVP candidates. And then I've got one, two, three, four, five. I got five who just missed the top five there. In no particular order, but my top five MVP candidates, I will start with number five, and that for me is Tom Brady, quarterback, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man, after a year of it, I still almost said New England Patriots. Tom Brady has been the best quarterback in fantasy. He throws so many touchdowns. He throws for a lot of yards every week. That's the way that offense works, and he's been probably the most reliable player at the quarterback position all year, and he's somebody that is well deserving of a fantasy MVP look. Number four, you might not have him this high in your opinion, but he's just been so lights out, and it was so unexpected. Deebo Samuel, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. We saw what they looked like without him this last week, and it was a struggle. And I think he makes a case for himself as one of the better receivers in the league after this year. And that has translated into fantasy points. And, you know, outside of somebody else we're going to talk about a little bit later, he's been the best fantasy wide receiver in the game. So Deebo Samuel makes my top five at number four. And then at number three, I've got Austin Eckler, the running back for the Los Angeles Chargers. They just know how to use him there. And small as he is, pound for pound, the guy is one of the toughest runners in the league, and he shows it every week. His pass-catching ability is incredible. He's shifty, he's powerful, and he made the Steelers look like total garbage on defense a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago to be exact, and you know, he's just been on fire every week. He's the number two overall scoring running back in a PPR fantasy football, and he is well deserving of a fantasy MVP look as well. Number two for me, it comes down to two guys, and I went with one because of the position he plays over the other, but number two is Cooper Kupp, wide receiver. Man, just if you need 20 points on your fantasy football team, you've got it if you've got Cooper Kupp. I don't care if he plays Monday Night Football. I don't care if he plays Thursday Night Football. I don't care if he's playing on Sunday. I don't care who he's playing, how bad the team is look. He's going to get you 20 points. It's just how it is. And, you know, that consistency and that high level of production, catches, yards, touchdowns, you name it, he is the best at wide receiver in it this year. And that's why he ranks number two, just behind, excuse me, Jonathan Touchdown Taylor for the Indianapolis Colts, running back, playing lights out. I think this award easily goes to Derrick Henry if he plays the whole year. I think he's still second or third in the league in rushing yards, and he hasn't played since week eight, people. I mean, that's ridiculous. But Jonathan Taylor has been so fantastic and so consistent. When he's being used, he's unstoppable. And I think the Colts could really ride him somewhere this year. He's explosive. He can take any run the distance. He's powerful. He's shifty. He's the ultimate NFL running back and one of the best in the game. Maybe by the time he's done, one of the best we'll have ever seen. I liked him a lot coming out of Wisconsin. I really wish the Steelers would have picked him up. They did not. But in any case, he's just been a serious baller this year. And so far, he is my number one fantasy MVP candidate. I think a little bit because we didn't really expect that. We expected RB1 numbers going into this year, but we didn't expect him to have this type of breakout in his second year. But welcome to the NFL, Jonathan Taylor. You are a beast, and you will be for a long time. You are my favorite for NFL fantasy football MVP in 2021. Some guys who just missed: Davante Adams, who is always lights out for the Green Bay Packers. Justin Jefferson has been playing really good football. Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts are a couple other quarterbacks I would throw into that mix. They've just been so consistent. Jalen Hurts at one point had like 9 or 10 weeks in a row where he had scored 20 or more fantasy points at the quarterback position. That is unbelievable. I know he was hurt this last week. Hopefully he comes back healthy this week. If he does not, you know, you've got a great backup there in Gardner Minshew, but Jalen Hurts has been fantastic for fantasy, and I think he deserves it. And then another guy that I really like, again, this was in no particular order, that just missed, is our Steelers' very own Najee Harris. Kind of like with Taylor, we expected close to RB1 numbers, maybe, out of Najee. We didn't know for sure because he was a rookie, because the offensive line was so shaky. But he's a top five running back in fantasy football, and that alone puts you in the conversation because that position is so valuable. And as a rookie, he is just lights out. He is definitely my fantasy rookie of the year. Jonathan Taylor is – I'm sorry. I'm looking at my phone wrong. Najee Harris is a contender. If he were to have had the last 3 or 4 weeks better results, and if the Steelers' offensive line had ever gelled enough to where he was putting up better totals on a weekly basis in rushing and everything, I think he'd be running away with the Offensive Rookie of the Year award for the NFL this year. But he just misses my top five MVP candidates for fantasy football. But Najee, you are MVP in our hearts as Steelers fans, and we look forward to seeing you romp for years to come. That does it for me and the Steelers fantasy football fix for week 14. Final fantasy week, guys, for most of you. Good luck in all of your fantasy leagues. I hope this was helpful to you. Let me know if it was. If it wasn't, I want to know that too. You know, I want to know if I'm messing up so I can, you know, do more research or whatever I need to do to get you guys the best advice you can get. I know we didn't focus on Steelers a lot this week, but I figured since it was such a big week for fantasy football that we would focus in on the league as a whole and get a good picture of how to approach this week. So hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll listen again when we come back for fantasy playoffs next week and prep you for some of those games and the Steelers game. Don't forget to check out BTSC online and read the Fantasy Starts and Sits article by myself and Andrew Wilbar. That should be coming up on the website on Wednesday. Check that out and leave some comments. We'd love to hear from you. Find me on Twitter at TheBets93. THEBETZ93. I'd love to hear from you there as well. You can follow me there. You can ask me questions. We can just chat Steelers football. We can chat fantasy football. Love to do that with you. Have a great Wednesday and a good weekend coming up. Enjoy the holiday season as well. Merry Christmas to you all. And to all, good night.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.